Welcome once again to another episode of Contact Marketing Radio with Wall Street Journal cartoonist, Hall of Fame nominated marketeer, and author of that amazing bestseller, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. Stu Heine. This isn't anyone this morning. This is Stu Heine.
Yeah, I'm back. Hey, good to see you again, Paul.
Good to see you.
Well, we got a great show lined up for everyone, but, you know, I was going to say, you know, I've been mentioning to you that I've been taking that NASP Power of Contact Marketing program. I'm almost done with it. It's a 30-day challenge. It is a challenge, I've got to say. But it's really cool. I wrote the book, so I would think that I'm way ahead on, but actually it's a process that you go through.
Yeah.
And it really does hone what you're doing to get in touch with these people.
And I think it reorients the way you think and approach this whole question of how you meet people and how do you get started.
Yeah, what are you doing? And I guess maybe the thing that that turned out to be sort of a weaker point for me was just holding myself a little more accountable.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what I was doing.
Yeah, right.
You got to step back from the trees.
Well, that's what the great Michael Jordan said. He said he wouldn't have been the greatest basketball player in the world, but for a coach. Sometimes you need to step back. Somebody else has to watch your swing.
You do. So the Power of Contact Marketing on NASP.com, pretty cool thing. Anyway, well, welcome to Contact Marketing Radio. Our guest today is Park Howell, host of the Business of Story podcast and founder of Park & Co. I'm your host, Stu Heineck, Wall Street Journal cartoonist, author of the now number one best-selling book, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone, Hall of Fame nominated marketer and president of Contact on the web at contactmarketing.agency. In case you're new to Contact Marketing Radio, it's always helpful to explain what contact marketing is. It's a fusion of marketing and selling, specific marketing campaigns designed to support connecting with specific VIP prospects like CEOs, C-level executives, and top decision makers. The idea is that you only need a few dozen of the right high-level relationships to transform your sales career or change the scale of your business almost overnight. So the trademark question I ask every guest on the show is, when you absolutely must break through to someone of great importance, someone who's nearly impossible to reach, how do you do it? Well, our guest today is Park Howell, host of the Business of Story podcast, founder of Park & Co., a company that coaches businesses and leaders on business story strategy and development to facilitate rapid growth. Powerful stuff. Park uses what he calls the story cycle to hone marketing communications for a variety of businesses, and he joins us today to talk about your story, about how it either helps or hinders your efforts to connect with your assigned accounts and top prospects. Storytelling tells the world who you are and what value you bring, and it's a key component to contact marketing because it's essential for establishing an immediate connection with the person you're trying to reach. So let's hear what he has to say. Welcome to the show, Park.
Ah, good morning, Stu. It's great to be here.
Well, good to have you on. Park, you know, I have that one question I ask every guest at the top of the show. So I got to ask you, when you have someone who's of great importance to you, and someone's probably nearly impossible to reach, how are you reaching out to them?
You know what I do first is you got to do your research, and LinkedIn has been a fabulous tool for that. So I will dig into LinkedIn first, get a sense of who these people are. Often I'll already know this, but this is just from the ground level up, who they are. And then I'll read through their recommendations from other people because it's typically those recommendations that highlights what these people truly care about, what they're good at, and so forth. Then I also see how published they are on social media, and I'll go through and find an article or a video or something that they've done. And again, I will probably already be aware of this because I will say want them for my podcast or reach out, you know, with a potential campaign program idea. But I really want to get to know them as best we can. And then when I write, I typically reach out first and foremost with an email, highlighting some of the things that I've learned about them and how this connection is worth their time. Not just it's in it for me, but what's in it for them. I'll start with that. I will often then ping them through LinkedIn, and or if they're very active on social, I will reach out to them on social too, but always trying to provide value to get them to then pick up the phone and go from there. That's kind of my approach to it.
That's it. That's pretty cool. And you know, you run I think it's, we could call it it's a Park & Co. Is it a creative agency?
It is. A creative ad agency, been around for 20 years. And, you know, our industry has changed quite a bit. And I have pivoted away from your traditional agency model and am focused on my platform, my Business of Story platform, and that is all about helping business leaders and communicators truly own their brand story, both their personal story and their professional organizational brand story, so that they can get more people to buy into it. Big believer that until you own your story, others will not buy into it. And I think that's really important when you are trying to, you know, reach out to these heavy breathers, these people that are hard to track down, that your story has to be completely dialed in so that they know that it is worth their time and energy to follow up with you, that you have created this meaning in their life, you know, in a point of differentiation that makes you an important person for them to be talking to.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And you talk about story cycle. I've noticed you talk a lot about story cycle and about the hero's journey. So within that context, what makes a good story?
What makes a good story? Conflict. Bottom line, conflict.
Oh, cool.
You have to have something upsetting.
I never expected that. That's, you know what, you're right. And that's the same as with humor and cartooning and so on.
Yeah, you have to take your audience through something, otherwise you have no story. So if you are reaching out to that contact and you're trying to make contact with them, you need to demonstrate the conflict, an appreciation, an understanding and appreciation for the conflict they may well be experiencing at the moment. And you, by the way, are the resolution. You have this product, service, or insight that can help them overcome a trial or a conflict that they're on. That's how you wrap them into your story. But you have to understand and appreciate story structure first. What I've experienced, too, and you've probably seen it a lot in your world, we in business don't have any patience. So we want to say, hello, sign here. And it doesn't work that way.
That's a great story.
To say, hello, here's who I am. Here is the disruption going on in the marketplace at the moment, or in your life at the moment, or in your business at the moment. So there's Act 2, the conflict. And Act 3 is the resolution. Here's how we can help. It's perfect three-act structure to every story. You can tell that story in two sentences, and it's just having that appreciation that we can't shy away from the conflict in the stories. Rather, we should amplify that tension, because in the resolving of that tension is where we all make our money.
Really interesting. And how brief should a story be? You just mentioned a couple of sentences, but what's best form for telling a business story?
Yeah, you know, I had that question posed to me 2 weeks ago. Someone says, how big should a story be? And the thought crossed my mind, it's not the size of the story that matters, it's the emotion. So you can have some fun with that. It doesn't have to be huge. There is a process called the and, but, and therefore, and people can learn more about this on my website at businessofstory.com, that you literally could create one long sentence or two sentences, or three if you need them, and that can tell you a complete story. And the way it is, there's four very quick elements to that. Start with a declarative statement. Say, for instance, I've been in the advertising world for 30 years. No one can discredit that, because that's a declarative, truthful statement. Now let's raise the stake. And I've seen brands own the influence of mass media to get what they want. All right, now let's add conflict. But technology has completely leveled the playing field, and the masses are now the media, and they own your story. Therefore, I have found that the ancient and proven power of storytelling is the only way to truly own your brand story and rise above the noise of the attention economy to be heard, connect on a human level, and move people to action. That's a story. It's a little bit longer than I usually go with the and, but, and therefore, but it is this beautiful, precise way to actually create an elevator speech that doesn't even take you to get to floor number two to tell it. And the subconscious of the mind loves it, because you have setup, been an advertising agency for 30 years, or ad world for 30 years, and brands used to own influence, the mass media. Okay, gotcha, I'm with you. But then you insert the conflict. Therefore, here's how I can help you rise above the noise of the attention economy. Boom, you've got a business story in less than a floor.
Interesting. Now, you made the point that without without good storytelling, the masses own your story. You don't, basically, you've got to take ownership of your story. So what does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, and I deal with a lot of companies in this respect. They may have a wonderful business model, great product offering, whatever, but they are scattered on what their story truly is. They don't really know. They know what they make, and they know what they sell, but they don't know what it truly means to their audiences emotionally. So I often start and say, it's not what you make, but what you make happen that you have to be really cognizant of. That's when story comes in, because the happen is about the event. It's about life. It's not about the commoditized offering that we all get so caught up in. We're so close to it, we think everybody loves our product simply because we love our product, and we forget about what that product actually makes happen in people's lives. That's the big disconnect. When the brands owned the influence of mass media, they could tell us anything they want. They could beat us down, build us up. We didn't have much recourse. But now that we have technology and all the recourse in the world, we almost don't care what you make. We want to know what you make happen in our life. And, oh, by the way, we're happy to share that with our world. And we share it through every possible channel that you could imagine.
Wow. And so that's great, because in that way, what you say, how you say it, and how it gets shared is how you actually take ownership then. Because otherwise people can say whatever they want to say about you.
Yeah. You know, and Stu, in this world, when we have this cacophony of communication online that we're all competing with, that your show right here is competing with, my podcast competes with, people often say content is king. And I agree with that. You have to have really good content. But what I don't agree with is this overabundance of listicle and make it scannable and that sort of thing. A listicle to me is like a popsicle. It tastes good for a few minutes, but then it vanishes before your eyes and you forget about it. Yeah. I think those that are doing long-form content wrapped around story, because our minds literally cannot resist the bewitchery of stories, is what content is all about. So if content truly is king, then I would say the kingdom's sorcerer is storytelling, because it's the only way we know how to truly grip people and move them to action.
And if you think about it, look at where storytelling shows up in our lives and in just in our society, in our culture. I mean, it's movies are storytelling, and cartoons are storytelling, sort of two ends of the spectrum.
Oh, without a doubt.
One takes an hour and a half, one takes 2 seconds, you know. But but that's what we're doing. We're telling our stories. We're telling stories. And
I might argue that 2 second cartoon is more powerful than that 2 hour movie.
Oh, I would argue it too.
Touch somebody.
Actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's immediate. It's right there. It doesn't require an investment of any time at all. You don't have to the people who are playing the characters, none of that. It's just boom, there it is, and you either laugh or you don't.
Right.
We are heading right to a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about things that people can do to improve their story and just their storytelling. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Every enterprise has a list of the companies they most want to sell to. And contact marketing gives you everything you need to break through. But how do you actually put it to use? That's easy. Sign up for NASP's The Power of Contact Marketing, a new behavioral program created with Stu Hynek, the best-selling author of How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. It's a simple 20 minutes a day, 30-day challenge that will help you reach anyone you want and transform you into a selling machine and a force to be reckoned with. Visit NASP.com today. That's NASP.com.
And now back to the story of Stu Hynek.
Well, actually, we're back with Park Howell, who is the master storyteller. And Park, I'm going to ask you first. Can you give us an example of a great story, a great personal story, some story that comes to mind, and how it changed the business or the life of the teller?
Yeah, okay, real quick, too. By the way, your commercial that you just ran has a basic ABT in it. Did you realize that? You
probably
could probably strengthen it, but you actually have and, but, and you may have said therefore or not in there. So you have really nice innate story structure within that commercial.
Thank you. But, thanks, I appreciate that.
I can tell you a story that I used that really changed our life here at the agency about 5 years ago. Very quickly, we're in Phoenix, Arizona, and Arizona is not known for its public school system. Well, we are. We're known to rank maybe just ahead of Mississippi and behind everybody else in the quality of our education. So we have an NGO here in town that just does marvelous work to help increase our school system, just the power of our school system. They invited us to come in and pitch their program, their campaign, about 5 years ago, and we were a mid-sized agency here in town, small to mid-sized, but we were going against the largest guy in town who had the history and everything else. And we went in to pitch that day, and they were in there. They were ahead of us in the conference room, and they were all in their suits and ties, and there were seven or eight very important and expensive people, you know, sitting around the table. And I had to sit there, and I just kind of got a little deflated, and I thought to myself, Stu, do we really have a shot at this business? And then I told myself, yes, we do, because I know what our presentation's all about. Well, they got up, they left, had kind of that smug look at us, like, you know, patting that little kid on the head and say, all right, it's your turn, go in there, see what you can do. But Stu, we took him through a story. I literally, and it felt sort of self-conscious at the time, but it worked really, really well. I revealed my vulnerability about my own family, my three kids that went from private school here into the public school system, two of them going on and graduating from college, the third one struggling mighty through the system. And all the things, the trials and travails my wife and I experienced from being on school boards and being ahead of the dad's club and all that, I literally wrapped our agency capability presentation into my personal journey in the school systems here in Arizona. And I started when these kids were little, with an image of them were little. I got halfway through the story, showing where they were all in high school, and I finished with our youngest graduating from our high school and a photo of our other two graduating from college. So this audience literally experienced the Howell household going to Arizona. And at every juncture where we had a problem and what I felt like our agency could do to help this NGO to communicate and help parents overcome these problems. So we won it. We won it hands down. And I asked them, why us? And they said, because we just felt like it meant more for you. There was more meaning in this for you than for those other guys. They just viewed it as a vendor relationship, and they were going to come in and throw a bunch of resources at us and help us. But you felt like, you know, there was like marrow. There was DNA in your story and your approach. And I used the story cycle process. I used this three-act structure to get there. But I used my family story as the vehicle to land that business for the agency. And we represented that organization for 5 years until I pivoted away from the traditional agency model and now just coach this, you know, around the country and some places around the world, actually. So that's an example.
Yeah, that's a great example. And our story just gets people invested, which is really interesting. Now, I wanted to ask this question. It was actually the big one I wanted to ask you, which is, I don't know if we could focus on five things, but what I want to ask you is, what are five quick things people can do right now to improve their stories or their storytelling?
Okay, great one. First and foremost, start with that ABT process. Write a basic foundational statement on the story you want to tell using the and, but, and therefore. Start with a declarative statement. Following an and, raise the stakes of the importance of that statement. Deliver a but, here's the conflict, here's what's standing in the way of this being successful, therefore here's a resolution. That is the absolute DNA of story and something I would highly recommend. Number two, they got to get tough. And what I mean by tough is they have to be able to be vulnerable. They have to show who they really are in this process and in this storytelling process. We can no longer cover our audience's eyes with these curtains because, again, they own our story. You know, the idea is to transport our story to make it their story. So vulnerability is a big part of it. Number three, and it ties back to the first one, you have to have conflict. So I don't care if your boss comes in and says, oh, my God, we can't talk about this. We can't air this dirty laundry. There's going to be a tactful and important way to do that, but they have to embrace the conflict in the story. If you have no conflict, you have no story. number four is really three elements. Before you do anything, even before you think through your ABT, ask yourself, what do you want your audience to think, feel, and do? What do you want them to think, feel, and do? If you don't place your audience at the center of the story, you're done. You are just a bore. Every brand and leadership story, the brand or leadership plays the mentor or guide role in the story, but your audience is the protagonist. They are at the center of the story. And that really underscores tip number five. You are not the hero of this journey. You being your listeners. I'm not the hero. Stu, you're not the hero. We all play a vastly more important role in our stories, and that is the guide or the mentor to help our audiences get what they want. Once we do that, they will go out of their way to help us get what we want as a brand.
Wow, that's really powerful stuff.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, really, that's you do that, and you've got an amazing story. And, you know, I often will, I mean, in my book, I said, you need to have a, I took people through a VIP makeover, and essentially I was just saying, look, before you make this any calls, before you reach out to anyone who's very important to your success, you got to have this really quick statement that tells them, well, just the VIP statement, which is who you are and why. Just give them a quick reason why they'd even want to connect with you. And I think that's a form of storytelling, but now I'm realizing it's kind of a, it's, well, obviously, it's just the beginning of it. I guess it's the declarative statement and the start of leading into the rest of the story. But
you know what it is, Stu? It's your trailer. It's your movie trailer. So you want to get into this epic journey and take your audience through the movie that is you helping them get what they want, but you've got to entice them with a trailer. And you can use that ABT as your trailer. You know, here's who I am, the setup. Here's what's happening disruptive in the marketing world, the conflict. Here's how I can help you get through it, resolution. Boom, 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 perfect three-act structure story.
So are we all chief storytellers?
Well
actually, I misstated that.
Chief storytelling
officers.
We are innate storytellers, and like everything else, I think, you know, we were born with this gift. We were all at the tops of our games in kindergarten, and our educational systems, corporate culture, social constructs, political correctness conspire to silence that storyteller within us. It doesn't kill it. It just silences it. So when you approach communications in a very intentional way using story and story structure, it literally will reignite within you what I believe is the one true superpower we all possess. And that's the power of story. If you think about it, a well-written email, a perfect little video story, an infographic, a cartoon done just the right way has the ability to connect with and move a complete and utter stranger to action.
Wow.
If that is not a superpower, I don't know what is. It's just that it gets educated and coached out of us. And when I reignite this, help people reignite this, they find it very enchanting, and they find it kind of scary because all of a sudden they're starting to move rooms like they never did before. And that's the power of story.
That's beautiful. Well, and it's a perfect place to end because we've actually run out of time. But I want to ask you one more question, Park. How do people connect with you?
You know, the best place is visit the website, businessofstory.com. I was going through the airport the other day, and one of the guys scanning my luggage looked at my logo and said, Business of Story, what's that? And I said, if you want to sell something, I show you how to use story to do that. So your listeners can do that at businessofstory.com. That's the best place to track me down.
Businessofstory.com. And, I want to thank you so much, Park, for being on the show with us. Fascinating stuff about storytelling. And I want to remind everyone, if you like what you're hearing, tell your friends and colleagues about us. We're live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show's then archived on iTunes. You can join us next week when our guest will be Dennis Mortensen, founder of X.AI, and he's got an announcement that will, I think, will thrill a lot of people. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at @BystuHeinecke. That's BYSTUHEINECKE. You can get my new book, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone, which is now a number one bestseller. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, IndieBound, Indigo, Audible, Ben Bella Books, and other fine booksellers. And you can get a sneak preview of the book on my author site at StuHeinecke.com. Again, StuHEINECKE.com. And don't forget to check out the new 30-day behavioral course, The Power of Contact Marketing, on NASP.com. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe and see you next time on Contact Marketing Radio.
Once again, you've been listening to another episode of Contact Marketing Radio with Wall Street Journal cartoonist, Hall of Fame nominated marketeer, and author of that amazing book, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. Yes, it's Stu Heinecke.